From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Lori London reporting. With more allegations of sexual misconduct involving Donald Trump, a former Miss USA contestant is one of several women coming forward to support the allegations. Tasha Dixon competed in the pageant as Miss Arizona in 2001 when Trump owned the pageant.
Our first introduction to him was when we were at the dress rehearsal and half naked changing into our bikinis. To have the owner come waltzing in when we're naked or half naked in a very physically vulnerable position, and then to have the pressure of the people that work for him telling us to go fawn all over him, go walk up to him, talk to him, get his attention.
Trump has vehemently denied all of the accusations against him and threatened to sue the New York Times. Meanwhile, Hillary Clinton made a surprise appearance at a San Francisco campaign office and said no matter how much Donald Trump attacks her, she's staying focused on the positive.
We cannot let this pessimism, this dark and divisive and dangerous vision of America take hold in anybody's heart. We have to keep lifting up this campaign.
Real Clear Politics, a political website, said Clinton nationally now has a 6-point lead over Trump with the election less than a month away. The U.S. government says Americans should expect to pay more to heat their homes this winter. Forecasters are calling for a colder winter with slightly higher energy prices. Above normal temperatures reduced nationwide demand for heating fuels last year to the lowest level in at least 25 years. This winter is largely expected to be much more typical of a normal winter. This is VOA. In Thailand, grieving citizens went to work dressed mostly in black Friday morning, just hours after the palace announced the death of their beloved king. The politically fractious country's unifying figure and the world's longest reigning monarch.
This is the saddest time in our Thai people because we love him so much.
There was a somber mood on the streets following an outpouring of sorrow on Thursday when the king's death at the age of 88 was announced. This year's World Disasters Report warns that thousands of lives are being lost and property destroyed from natural disasters because governments and local communities are failing to prepare for these potentially calamitous events. Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from the launch of the report by the International Federation of the Red Cross and Red Crescent Societies in Geneva.
An analysis of 20 years of data shows earthquakes and tsunamis are the biggest overall killers, followed closely by climate-related disasters, which have more than doubled over the period. The report, however, notes over the past 15 years, weather-related disasters, including drought, heat waves, floods, and storms, have become the main cause of loss of life. Haiti tops the list of the 10 countries with the most disaster deaths, followed by Indonesia and Myanmar. Lisa Schlein, Geneva.
Legendary American musician Bob Dylan has become the first singer-songwriter to win the Nobel Prize in Literature. VOA's Jeff Custer reports.
Permanent Secretary Sara Danius of the Swedish Academy made the announcement Thursday in Stockholm.
The Nobel Prize in Literature for 2016 is awarded to Bob Dylan for having created new poetic expressions within the great American song tradition. And admit that the waters
around you have grown. Dylan had been mentioned in Nobel speculation for years, but few experts expected the Academy to extend the prestigious award to a genre such as pop music. The 75-year-old singer and songwriter, born Robert Allen Zimmerman, launched his music career in 1959 by performing in coffee houses in the Midwestern state of Minnesota. Jeff Custer, VOA News, Washington.
Amazon plans to add 120,000 seasonal workers to meet an expected spike in demand as more and more people shop online for the holiday season. The positions will be created in 27 states in the United States and marks a 20% boost in hires from a year ago. I'm Lori London in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.